Joshua and the Hivites. God said to Joshua, "Fear not, do not be dismayed. You are to take all the men of war with you and go up to the city of Ai. Now I have given to you the king of Ai and his people and his city, and you shall do to Ai and her king just as you did to Jericho." So Joshua ambushed the city of Ai and destroyed it completely. And all the cities were scared of Joshua and the Israelites when they heard what had happened to Jericho and Ai. So they gathered themselves together to fight together against Israel and Joshua. The Gibeonites, that is the men of Gibeon, were rich and clever, and they thought it was better to make some sort of agreement with Joshua and the Israelites. So they sent messengers who were dressed in very tatty, dirty clothes, with bread that had gone mouldy in their backpacks, and with leaking wineskins. So these men came to Joshua, to the camp, at a place called Gilgal, and they told them that they'd come from a far country. Joshua said, "Who are you? Where have you come from?" And these men from Gibeon replied, "We've come from a very far country. We took bread, hot and fresh, from our ovens when we began our journey, and look, it's dry and mouldy. These wineskins, we started off with them new, and now they're split, they're so old. And our clothes and our shoes are now old because of the long journey."
Now it says in the Bible too that the people, the Israelites, went from Egypt. The people went from Egypt and their sandals didn't become small nor bigger, and their clothes seemed to...
They lasted, that's right, well done. But these Gibeonites, I think they might have heard about that, and they said, "Well, we haven't got such a great God behind us." So, the men of Israel looked at the wineskins, the clothes, and the food, and they did not ask advice from the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua drew up a peace agreement and swore a very serious promise to them that they would not hurt them. But 3 days later, they understood that they were in fact their neighbours, the Hivites. So when the children of Israel came to the rich city of Gibeon, they were not allowed to fight against it because of this serious treaty or promise that they'd made to these men not to hurt them. So it shows that when you make a promise, you should keep it, even if it isn't the best for you. And it also shows that we shouldn't make decisions quickly. The problem was that they looked at what appeared to be true, that was right in front of their eyes, but they did not ask advice from God. So for us, we've got to be careful and wise in our lives and in how we accept people and how we understand situations in life. And if we want to go to the voice of the Lord, we go to the Bible, because the Bible is written by inspiration of God. The Bible is God's word to us. And that's where you'll find guidance in all the various situations that we have. So Joshua sent for these Hivites and he asked them, "Why did you deceive us, seeing that you live near to us and you told us that you live far away from us? So you are cursed. You will always be servants and cutters down of wood and drawers of water for the sanctuary of God." And the people of Gibeon answered, "Well, we had heard that your God, Yahweh, had commanded Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all of us people who live here. So we were frightened of our lives, and that's why we did this thing. But we're in your hands, and we will do as you tell us." So that shows that actually they were humble. They did believe God's word. And later on you read that they actually became very faithful, and they served in the sanctuary, and then when the temple was built, they served in the temple. And it was through this lie that they told that God worked through that, actually, to bring these people who were Gentiles, that is, not Jews, unto himself.